on the same page. For us to lose all that we got would be a damn shame. I pick you up and get it popping with the champagne. I won't make you wait too long. I can't stay away too long. Yeah.
Another episode of D Mantle on your boy DB.
It's your boy Carter.
And like to start us off. How was your week, bro?
It was pretty cool, man. It was pretty cool. You know, this weekend or whatever, that was a Tyrone Willie fight. Mm-hmm. And versus Jake Paul. So I watched that, and then some other stuff happened. And it's like recently my father's birthday. So we celebrated that and stuff like that. And it was cool and stuff like that.
But which before, I do to celebrate.
Huh?
Which I do to celebrate.
Excuse me. Threw him a party down in D.C. It was pretty cool. Family came out. Grandmother. It was special. You know, don't got too many more moments there. So, it's pretty cool. It's pretty good, man. I seen my cousins. I ain't seen them forever. They're like one of my cousins who younger than me. I ain't seen them forever. They got like a kid. She got a kid now. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was crazy though, cause I was like, damn, like I remember when you was like 3 years old. Now you got a whole kid. Like that crazy to me. I felt old as shit, bro.
You're getting old out here.
Yeah, bro. That joint was crazy. Like I remember when Shorty was born. So it was just like, dang, yo, you really? And then it was a lot of surprises and stuff. It was something else that surprised me, but I don't know if I could talk about it on here. But that was crazy. Yeah, one of my cousins, I found out one of my cousins, ain't no disrespect, but I found out he gay. It was wild. He just came into the party with makeup on and shit, and I was like, what the fuck, who is this? Cause my uncle gay, so I ain't tripping on that, but it was just the fact that, yo, was like, what's his name? He came out of nowhere with this wild shit. And everybody was just like cool with it, like they knew him, so I was like, who is that?
And they
was like,
maybe they been around him
since. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They probably been around him since, I ain't been around him in years. Like, he 19 now. Last time I seen him, he was like 5.
So how you gonna be shocked, man?
But it is what it is, you know.
Yeah, I was shook.
It is. It's still family.
Yeah, so it was crazy.
That's what's up. Anything else, or?
Not too much, but we gonna talk about that Willie stuff in a second, huh?
Was your father surprised? Was it like a surprise party? Was he excited? Like,
he was happy. He was feeling himself. You know, he had some drinks in him. He was drinking. I ain't seen him drink like that in a minute. So I think he felt good. I think he was excited.
That's what's up, man.
And then, you know, now recently he's been losing weight. So he's a little different now. He going back to
his... I did see him not so long ago.
Yeah, so he losing weight now. He feeling himself. So he was...
Hey, everybody should be feeling themselves, making progress. He doing better for himself. You should feel good about that.
Man, that's wild. But yeah, man. That shit was crazy. So yeah, man, it was a good time. I had a good time. It was pretty fun.
That's
what's up. What about you? So what's going on with you?
I didn't really do too much. I've been just looking at a few of the things, like with Dolph, recently, since his passing.
Shout out Flipper, always going to be shout out Flipper, PRE.
Since his passing, I seen, who was it? They had a Rolling Loud show that they did, and his artist still had to perform. I think it was Paper Route, Snoop Bands, and Route Woo, Paper Route Woo.
Yeah, that was Rolling Loud, right? Rolling Loud.
In LA. And that was like a... I was wondering how was the first performance was going to be when they had to perform his music without him.
Yeah.
And on stage, it looked like they was having a tough time doing it, emotional as expected.
Yeah.
So I seen that. I noticed that I'm respecting them from being able to even do that on stage. Yeah, and then I seen he had the, what do you call it, a memorial ceremony?
Yeah.
At the FedEx Forum with Memphis Grizzlies play.
Yeah.
And that was nice. I watched that. I watched the memorial that they had for Dolph at the FedEx Forum.
Yeah.
And I thought that was nice. They had the mayor came out, a former mayor, school teacher that he talked about in the songs. Grove was out there. Grove Hero came on stage, said what he had to say. And they let the people who he did his giveaways come out and speak and say what that meant to them. And it was, I don't know, I don't want to say it was like, I guess it was inspiring a little bit. And then his shorty and his kids came out on stage and they spoke. And it was like, damn, it's like, this is really for nothing because these kids are the only ones that really miss out.
Yeah, I don't think. No, why you say it like that? Why the kids? Everybody miss out with somebody like that.
Yeah, everybody do miss out, but like everybody really had their time with him. They had some time, and his kids really won't have.
They had time with him. It wasn't something like now.
Yeah, but it's still like it's not this to me. It's not.
The I same. Get what you're saying, yeah, but so, I'm just saying. But it, that moment, like you said, you could tell someone be just like him. Like that, you could tell
that was. It showed what he always said is respect for the family, and what he did this for was his family. And you can tell by the little boy's demeanor and how he spoke and how confident he was and just, I'm going to do this for my father and I'm going to be X, Y, and Z. Yeah. I'm going to be great.
Yeah, I seen it, man. It made me, it brought a tear to my eye, man. Because like I said, when I seen the little boy, I was like, dang, bro, he really did stand on the business because everything he said about, you know, his kid, he did that.
He was there teaching his son from, I guess, an early age, and it took. So that was nice, and I seen a little boy consoling his mother and his little sister. Like, he is ready, I guess. As ready as you can be, it's like as far as he taught him something. Like, some people never get taught anything, and for the little bit of time they had, those 8 or 9 years, he definitely taught him something. So that was cool. I watched that. And Big Gucci came out with his little, I guess, appreciation song. Mm-hmm. That was cool. Show some respect. But, yeah, that's... oh, and then also, remember we had talked about this in the previous episode, the Dolph episode, when I was like, it would be nice if they played... It'd be nice if they played his tribute song to his mother during the service, and they actually did that entire service, played the instruments to Black Queen.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, respect. That was a good service. I appreciate it.
I told you they should have played, what's the name? Love You While You Here. You feel me? What's the name? I think that was While You Here. I thought that would have been better. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it's still a good song.
Mm-hmm.
So it made sense. Yeah. But the whole memorial, man, I think it was great, man. I feel like you could tell people was hurt, though. Like, you see, I seen Key Glock crying and stuff.
I didn't see him.
Man. Yeah, he was there. I seen him crying. I seen Daddy-O. Daddy-O was there.
It was in the front row.
Yeah, he was emotional for him. I think it was emotional for the whole city of Memphis, man. Like, come to find out, like, dog, the only other person to get a street is Martin Luther King, you know what I'm saying? So, he lets you know, man, my man was a legend.
He's a legend. He's definitely a legend. So, it's definitely sad. I'm, like, we had talked about this off record before, and I had asked you, how do you think the label is going to survive going forward? And
I think they're going to be all right, though. I think, I don't see what would be wrong with the label, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, far as like Key Glock, I just don't think you was Key Glock supporter. So it's kind of hard for you to see like the potential he got. Like, I feel like he a young Dolph, but in his own way, they not the same. But it's just like
it's a different vibe.
Yeah, it's a vibe, but it's the same thing to me almost. Like
so he on the same movement. You know,
yeah, just kicking money. Flavor. Like, you just kicking flavor, talking about money, and kicking flavor.
So, I mean, but other than that, I didn't really do too much. I was just pretty much just watching a bunch of Dolph news, and still to this day, ever since it happened, haven't really been able to listen to nobody else's music. Like, something else come on, it's got to be Dolph.
Yeah, I've been feeling the same way, though. Like my man Big Gucci say, I don't know what it is, but I just can't listen. I be trying to listen to other music, then I be like, nah, this shit ain't good.
We had talked about the Pee Wee thing. You try to have me go listen to Pee Wee. Yeah, I did it for a minute.
Long Way. Shout out the Long Way.
Yeah, shout out to him. But I tried to listen to it, and I just just couldn't. Not because the music wasn't good, just because I'm on a Dolph wave right now.
Is it because, like, I just feel like they just, what they talking about ain't talking about nothing. Like, I just feel like a lot of rappers now ain't talking about nothing. So it's just like weird, because now everything Dolph talked about was truthful. Like, you come to find out all that shit he said in raps was true. So it'd be like, dang, bro, like.
So it's rare to have, well, most of my favorite rappers, mm-hmm. I feel like their music is reflective on their life.
Who your favorite rappers are?
Boosie, Webby, Big Gucci. I just feel like they really, what they speak on, they live. And it's not nothing made up.
Yeah, that makes sense. So with those three, I don't know about Webby though. Webby is just a wild dude.
Webby,
I
feel like. Webby, man, come on, man. I think Webby is a wild bubbles. Dude.
He just ain't, his screws ain't all the way up there.
But those, they my top people. So, yeah, that was my week.
Nah, that's cool, man. Did you see the Tyron Woodley fight, man?
I actually saw the highlights. It was Tyron Woodley versus
Jake Paul.
Yeah, I seen it. It was crucial.
So, do you think it was rigged?
I don't think it was rigged, because you can't rig a faceplant.
No, not that part, but let somebody hit you to knock you out, that could be
so
rigged.
I was watching it from different angles, because when it first happened, it was just hilarious.
Yeah, I was like, oh, man, no.
I can't believe he got dropped like this.
Yeah,
like,
I said, this ain't for the culture.
It was just stiff, like he hit him stiff. So then when you watch a few different angles, like another angle where, another angle that DC showed me, it was like, it looked like he saw the punch coming, because you could see
him. Yeah, like he was trying to roll with it with his face.
Yeah, like just fade off the punch, and he just went down. So I could see if people did believe that the fight was rigged and rigged for Jake Paul to win. But then when you see the angle from the back in full speed, not slow motion, he connected and he was gone.
Yeah. Because like you said, he was trying to roll with the punch, but he had his head on his head. So you basically guarding yourself from moving your head to roll with the punch at this point. You know what I'm saying?
He didn't dodge far enough.
No. If you see it, it's like.
You're doing like a slip punch.
No, he threw a hook.
I think Woodley thought it was going to be slide off
the chin. He knew it was a hook, because that's why he tried to turn. Mm-hmm. But he didn't know that. All right, first off, he didn't know that much power was coming with it. But if it's not rigged, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? We're going to assume that this is not rigged at the moment. So he didn't know it was that much power coming from the punch. So at that point, it's like, okay, damn. Then secondly, he didn't give himself room to move his head further than what he did. You know what I'm saying? Because he had his guard up on the right side. So with your hand right here, you just thinking like, all right, bet I'm a, you know what
so
I'm
you
saying?
Think his right hand that he was using as guard, was preventing him from.
Yeah,
actually
because if you look at how Floyd Mayweather do it is when he roll with a punch, he turns his whole head with it.
I think when Floyd do, he turn his whole body.
He turned his body and his whole head. He looking the other way already. Look, that's
why Floyd undefeated. Everybody looked different. Yeah,
he was supposed to roll with
it. Is Woodley an actual boxer?
Who, Tyron Woodley?
Yeah, is that his
he's
first?
He's an actual mixed martial artist.
So, it's
UFC.
UFC, but he's not a boxer, so.
No, not a boxer. His technique
ain't the same. So, a lot of it was him preventing himself from doing MMA moves on Jake Paul.
Yeah, probably so. His natural instinct was to naturally hold back.
So, he was naturally holding back. Because Woodley is a UFC champion, right?
He was, none of more. He been losing a lot lately.
Yeah, so he's used to way more physical contact. I just think that, like he said in his post that he made after the fight, everybody get caught. Like, it take one punch.
Yeah, but look, though, you don't keep losing and thinking you still got it, bro. That's what everybody keep asking him. It's like, yo, bro, you keep losing. How you going to keep saying all this and you keep losing?
But this is slightly different. This is not.
He lost. He ain't won in the UFC in a while.
But that's UFC. That means there's a technique and stuff like that. But this is to a YouTuber, a former YouTuber. So it's like maybe he didn't take it serious, because out of the five fights, I think this is Jake Paul's fifth fight. I think his third professional fight.
A fourth altogether, but third.
No, it's his third professional. So he had two YouTubers that he had fought that I don't even know who they are. Two YouTubers. And then he had the Nate Robinson one, which was crucial. Everybody laughed at Nate. Like, because you didn't expect. Did you expect him to be Nate?
Yeah, I told you he was. I said, Nate Robinson little. He little.
So I didn't expect, because Nate is an athlete and he cut up. So I just thought he, you know, and he talked like he bought that life. So it sounded good. And I was
about to say, that's it.
It sounded good. It was believable. And then he had, Jake Paul had fought the mixed martial artist, Ben Askren.
Never heard of him.
He knocked him out too. So it was like.
But you find people that use their feet. Yeah, listen, man. Like, they grabbing so you.
These are still not people. Coordinated. These are still coordinated athletes.
It's coordinated, but it's coordinated to a point to where it's like, I'm setting up so much. So, and so you got to worry about everything. So, I got to set you up for to get this punch off. Like, I make you think I'm going to kick you, then I'm going to punch you in your face. You can't do that here. It's all punch. I know all punches got to be thrown here, man. Ain't no head it. Hit me with all your right. head, your elbow, and none of that. I didn't know these punches come in. I could beat you all like right, that.
Give me. A former decent NBA player.
Former decent?
Yeah.
T-Mac.
So would you expect somebody like Travis Barker or Travis Pastrana? I think his name is Travis Pastrana.
Yeah, the dirt bike? Dirt biker, yeah.
Would you expect him to transition to basketball and beat T-Mac?
No.
Okay, so what I'm saying, like, nobody.
No. First off, he's a YouTuber. Let's put this in perspective now.
Okay.
Everybody he's fought has been shorter than him.
So you think it's a limp. But look,
that's a limp. And they've been smaller. Smaller than him.
But you have said something about his coordination of the professional fighters. Professional fighters that he fought. They're still professional fighters.
Okay, yeah. They're still professional fighters as far as movement. I didn't like how they moved in
combat and being able to take.
Yeah, but listen, though. But then I went back and watched the Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor. Mm-hmm. The same thing happened to Tyrone Willie happened to Conor McGregor. After a while, you're not used to fighting that long in a boxing match. Like, 6 rounds is way too much for the.
How long does MMA fighters go?
Only the max is 5 rounds.
5 rounds?
Yeah, 5 rounds. And it's not 3. Other than that, it's 3. So I only got 9 minutes to do what I do.
So that's 3 minute rounds each?
Yeah, 3 to 5 minute rounds.
And 3 to 5 minute rounds. Which one is it? 3 to 5?
3. Sometimes it's 3. Sometimes depends on which circuit you in, you know?
Okay. And for the boxing match that we just saw with Tyron Woodley and Jake Paul, how many rounds was that going to?
That went to 8, right? It went to 8.
He got dropped in the 6th round?
Yeah. Yeah, so he tied. That angle drop. It's going to drop. It's going to drop.
But I'm saying, like, he's a professional athlete and this guy is a YouTuber. So it doesn't, to me.
If I'm stronger, bigger than you, and I still have more stamina than you, I could beat you, bro. I don't care. Yeah,
but how do you figure he had more stamina? All right,
so this YouTuber, the only reason I say he had more stamina is because he's been training for this longer than Tyron Woodley has.
Yeah, Tyron Woodley is a professional fighter. He's been training all his life. He's been doing this way longer than Jake Paul.
No, he's been training to fight 3 minute round, 3 minute round. Yes, it's 3 minute rounds in a boxing match, right? But it's not for 10, it's not for 12 rounds.
So you think Jake Paul had a better camp than
yeah, most definitely
Willie. So you saying Willie and these other fighters that he's knocking out, he's dropping everybody. Jake Paul dropping everybody. So you think these fighters are not taking him serious enough to train, or do you just think they're conditioning because of the other sports that they play?
I think it's the conditioning and seriousness of it.
Okay, so Jake Paul is taking this fight serious.
Yeah, and the rest of them are not. They just look at it like, I know I'm better than him. I can knock him out. But then once you realize what boxing is and how you got to win in boxing, it's way harder than what you think. And that's why they lose. I've never seen an MMA fighter win in boxing yet. Name one.
But it's always been like celebrity fighting. I don't really see.
No, not even celebrity. Like when they, because what's the name's a boxer now? Like some of them are now boxers. Some of them MMA people are like.
They're coming over to boxing and get the checks.
Yeah, but they get knocked out. So there's no point in doing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's
maybe because it's second nature. They are suppressing their first nature, which is to grapple and kick and use their entire body for winning.
Yeah, so it's like,
so they're suppressing their talent by thinking. They're probably thinking more than the person that they're going against.
Yeah, probably so. Okay. And then plus on top of that, like, a lot of them folks, they try. It's about that money, man. You make more money in boxing than you do in MMA.
I feel you, but you make more money winning them boxing matches.
But you got to win, though. They're not winning. That's what I keep telling you.
Well, I get it. But so after the win the other night, Jake Paul got called out by Le'Veon Bell, the NFL player, the running back.
Man, I see that. He said he's a real boxer.
Do you think Le'Veon is doing this because Le'Veon is not cashing the checks that he
used to catch in the league? I don't know. Is this Le'Veon a money thing? Listen. Tyrone Willie made $500,000 in this fight, right? Mm-hmm. What's saying made $500,000?
I thought they just cut him.
Who? No, Le'Veon. They didn't. He still playing.
I thought the Ravens cut him.
No, he still playing, man. What you want
to
do? So
this is not about a check for him?
Nah.
Do you think
he still got the money from when he got paid for the Jets. He got,
we don't know how he's blowing his money. You don't know how he...
Well, I'm not saying he's blowing money, but he got money, though.
Okay, so, but...
He had more money than Tyrone Willie.
That's true. He got more money than Tyrone Willie, but yeah. Do you think that Le'Veon is looking in the future to try to transition to another sport because him as a running back? Because him as a running back, his career...
Frank Gore get knocked out. He don't want to do that.
Because him as a running back, his career is coming to an end as a starting or productive running back, and he's getting older, so he probably won't be able to sit on anybody's bench that much longer. So you think this is his way of transitioning while it's hot right now to do this?
Mm-mm. I just think that he keeps seeing all these black folk getting knocked out by their white man.
I don't know. I personally
That's what he said. He said, I'm tired of seeing these people getting dogged by this man, which is true. I feel the same way.
So he hating.
Why does it gotta be hate? Why can't it be like, yo,
man? Why can't it be?
That's like, oh, okay. I'm sorry to cut you off, but this is like Deontay Wilder. When he lost, everybody turned and said, you did all that to that man, and you go.
See, but I was disappointed. No, I was disappointed in Wilder because Wilder made it. He made it seem like he was putting the whole culture on his back with his statements and stuff like that. But this coming from Le'Veon seems more of,
I'm just fed up. That's it.
I'm not minding my business. I'm going to step in your business, and I feel like I'm going to take this on because it's going to benefit me.
Yeah.
He feel like it's easy. Do you think that Le'Veon would have a better chance at beating Jake Paul?
Yeah, his stamina why? Better.
He ain't training. He not training for the three rounds.
But he's training to be in the football game. And you
football is the shortest spurts.
No. Listen.
They run two plays, and then they might be gassing. No.
But you taking more punch. That's the most brutal sport in the world. Okay. You're taking so much punishment to your body. And on top of that, you run it. You constantly, every play, you got to run your fastest.
But you're going to the sideline a lot of these plays. Running backs are going to the sideline. They probably run. Right,
tell that to Derrick Henry, who be averaging over 20-something carries from a game. I can't tell me. They don't have nothing else.
Look how they wore him out. He ain't had nothing else.
That man fell on his ankle and broke his foot, man. That's not fair.
But look, MMA and UFC, they're brutal contact.
It's a short spurt. That's really short, bro. That's why... That it's easy for them. It's easier for an upset in UFC than it is for.
Okay. So, do you think that would be a beneficial fight for Jake Paul to take for him to be a respectable individual?
No.
So he got to pass over this. Nobody. Because Jake Paul kind of turned him down.
Yeah, he should.
And then he told him that maybe you should go fight Tyron Woodley. And what is that? Woodley?
Yeah, Tyron Woodley.
Tyron Woodley. Maybe you can test your own skills against him because I just dropped him. Basically saying that you're not really on our level.
Yeah. I don't think he's not that part, but I just don't think that it'd be beneficial for him. Like, who is maybe on Bell? And if he loses, it's gonna mess up his whole thing. So I'm gonna keep fighting these UFC people who I know can't box.
All right. So do you think that
he's just picking people who can't fight? That's all.
Do you think Conor McGregor will take this fight once he heals from his injuries?
No.
He ain't gonna take it.
No, he ain't gonna take it. Ain't enough money.
It's not enough money for Conor.
Yeah, not enough money. He need 100 M's. He said that. I said I need 100 M's.
You don't think that Jake Paul has brought in enough of a ticket to
get
that?
Free tickets.
Huh?
Did you see the stadium? So I ain't nobody.
Well, they fight? I ain't see no stadium.
Yeah, there wasn't nobody there.
So they was getting away free fights to this?
Yeah, free tickets this fight. That's right, why in the grocery. And then Miami was a whole bunch of tickets and people did not. And then the stuff was all messed up with the. Man, this shit ain't good, bro. Man, he's just trying. He trying to collect the bag because he know his YouTube
he's
career.
He's doing a great job at it. For him to transition, I didn't think he was going to take this far. Because.
Why wouldn't he? Who is he fighting? Yo, you got to say who he's fighting.
No, it's not about who he's fighting.
Yes, it is.
No, to me, it's not about who's fighting. I didn't think that this gimmick, fighting celebrity boxing, would take on the life that it has. And it's from him. It's from him. So I didn't think it was going to go this far. Because also, that the same night, we had Frank Gore versus Darren Williams. So mm-hmm. Frank Gore, the NFL player, retired NFL player versus a retired NBA player. Mm-hmm. And I told you off rip, I'm going with the U.
And I told you from the jump, he's going to get dogged.
There's no way that Frank the Tank was going to lose this fight. And man, unfortunately,
he's a meme for life now, too.
Yeah, I mean, he got worked. He definitely got worked. And
that's why I didn't understand. What made Frank Gould's like 5'9"? He's 5'9".
Okay,
right?
And Darren Williams like
6'3".
He's 6'3". 6'3", 6'4". Okay. Sometimes height don't really got nothing to do with
He's still the same weight. I'm the same weight as you, and I'm taller with a better reach. Why wouldn't I beat you? And you don't, there's no advantage here. Like, you don't have no advantage.
Okay, I'm going to say this to discredit what you just said. Not only, my next statement is only on the height length comparison, not performance.
Amen.
When Mike Tyson was fighting these people, he was all majority of the time he was the shorter person, and it wasn't the reach.
Okay, listen, that's where I might get you wrong. Mike Tyson's reach was it was better than what people thought it was,
and so is Frank Gore's. Okay, he ain't got alligator arms.
Even if it's better, right? Frank Gore don't got the power Mike Tyson has.
But you know, I'd say it only to dispute your argument that height, length, weight. I'm saying the height and weight don't matter.
Okay, so there you go. Both, you have to make it up for somewhere. Frank Gore didn't make it up nowhere else.
I feel like you should just give Darren his credit by saying that he was the more skilled.
Like Frank Gore didn't. No, Frank
no, you didn't say he was more skilled.
No, because that's like this. It's like this. All right, I'm putting it like this. Okay, so when the underdog team loses, or when they win, they beat it like the Cardinals versus the Lions this weekend, right? Mm-hmm. The Lions just won. They beat the Cardinals. Nobody thought it would happen, right? Mm-hmm. In order for that to happen, they had to do shit that did. That they didn't normally do. Like, they were doing all types of trick plays.
They've been
and
doing gimmick plays all season.
Basically, the gimmick plays they're putting out now, ain't nobody ever seen these ones because they were just, and it won. Like, you have to, if I don't have the advantage in nowhere else, now I have to beat you in a creatively. Like, I have to get creative with this and show, like, yo, we can't, you know what I'm saying? I gotta step it up. So now either it's not about being smarter, but it's just about being, like, all right, I have to make it up somewhere. So if you don't make it up nowhere, then that's when you get dominated. You know what I'm saying? So if your play calling bland and your team not good, you're going to lose. So you know what I'm saying? So that's all it is. All
right, so are you saying that Frank Gore should have come up with some gimmicks?
No, I said Frank Gore should come up with a better game plan.
So what game plan do you think he could have had?
First off, he should have been more inside. Like if you watch the fight, I don't know if you've seen the fight, but he was letting him get the reach. Like, he was letting him jab him too much. And then when he did, and then when he seen, he started, he would pounce on him. So it was like, whoa, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? You should have been more like, all right, bet. I'm going to close this gap, go to his body, wear him out. He's still not a professional fighter. So I know that I can wear him out if I go to his body. Like, he was trying to knock him out. I mean, you ain't no knockout artist. Why you trying to do that?
As a football player, you know football players are wired different from a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they are aggressive with their whole body. So I feel like, again, he was suppressing his natural instincts. And Darren Williams was pushing him around. So the game plan, like they say, you got a game plan up until you get hit.
Yeah.
And I feel like your strategy that you just laid out, I feel like that was probably Frank's strategy until Darren Williams was pushing him back and then jabbing after the push. Like, they would get close, and then he would push him away and then hit him.
He was still trying to go for his face, though. Like, he wasn't going for his body like that.
Because if I go for his body, now I'm kind of unprotected. So,
what do you mean? You keep a guard. I only need one hand to hit him with. What are you talking about?
As a shorter person, when you going for them low hooks and stuff like that to the body, you kind of got to crouch down a little bit to get
the
power.
Short, so
but I'm saying you still got to do it to get the power off.
You don't be watching boxing, shots, dude.
I do.
So you would know that that's not the case then.
So if he's standing straight up, he's going to be throwing butterflies.
Come on, he's going to be in his stance, though. Like, we talking about real boxing.
In his stance, he's going to be lower than his 5'9 stature. And then you're going to open yourself up to uppercuts from a guy with a long reach.
Listen, not if I'm guarded. Like, if I'm hitting somebody, like, you know, that, I don't understand.
I mean, I just don't see it.
Because Floyd Mayweather do it all the time. So, and
but he's never fighting anybody with that.
What are you talking about, Floyd?
No, I'm saying not with this type of difference in height.
Yes, he did. He fought Margarita, which was way taller than Marquez.
What was Margarita?
He was like 6'2". Floyd Mayweather was 5'9", 5'8", bro. He busted.
That's the same size as Frank, but, I mean, this is...
Yeah, and what's his name dogged him. And then Pacquiao dogged Margarita, too. Like, that's, these short people, that's not true. You can't say that. You just got to, like you said, you got to stick less to skilled. Your...
It's not like he fast. Floyd is fast enough I can get in and hit you and then back out.
Okay. All right, another Canelo Alvarez. Canelo Alvarez was shorter than the last three fighters he fought. So, that don't mean nothing. You just got to be... stick to your game plan. I think, like you said, Frank got away from his game plan once he realized, dang, he ain't no slouch. I thought he was going to be a slouch like that. Yeah, he wasn't a slouch, and that's okay. I just think that Frank should never took the fight in the first place, though. I'm not mad that he, you know, because I knew that was going to happen. I'm mad because he was exposed to y'all, because I knew this was going to happen.
Hey, I said, it ain't. I said, O1U, they need to tag in somebody else. Put Andre Johnson in, you know, let him fight him.
Yeah, somebody that's what I'm saying. If it was Andre Johnson, I'd say, all right, he might got a chance, because he's like 6'1", 6'2". And then plus, Andre Johnson big as hell, so he got a chance.
O1U was looking bad right there, but okay. So, with the fights, did you like the entertainment of either one of these fights the other day?
Yeah, I did.
So, do you think that the future of this celebrity style boxing is going to progress? Would you want to see more of it? Because I think
I would only want to see more of it if it's the right people. I don't want to just see.
Well, we don't know the right people because
they've been doing that for years now.
But I don't think I feel like this is a different level. These are celebrity athletes. These aren't your actors. These aren't your rappers that's fighting and singers and stuff like that. These are
bro.
Who?
We talking about celebrity?
I'm saying these are
Jose Canseco was doing this back in 2000.
But who was he fighting?
He was fighting other athletes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe. These Jose Canseco was probably like at least 10 years older than any of these people that's fought recently. Like,
no, but we're talking about back in the day when he wasn't the same age as these people.
I don't think he was the same. He
was because his career got ended early because of the steroid thing. So he had to figure out something to do money.
All right. Well, I feel like this go around might be a little different because they were talking about Darren Williams versus Brandon Marshall. Would you watch that?
No. I just don't think Brandon Marshall's so unathletic.
I mean, that's fine.
So it's like watching another Frank Gore.
So you think nah. Darren Williams would drop Brandon Marshall?
Yeah, he would.
Would you watch Ocho versus Brandon Marshall?
No. I mean, Ocho I didn't watch that Ocho fight the first time.
Would you watch Ocho versus Darren Williams?
No.
So who would you watch? Because you said
I would watch.
You would,
all right, okay. So
you said you would watch it.
Okay, so.
You said that you would watch one of these fights. So who would you watch Darren Williams fight?
I would watch Darren Williams fight. Let me think. I gotta think. It's a lot of celebrities, so I gotta really think about what would make a good matchup for Darren Williams.
Is it height or size that you? Was it the same sport?
No. Okay, all right. Darren Williams versus Ray Lewis. But that might be too old. You know what I'm saying?
He's a little older.
All right, so no then. Darren Williams versus... Darren Williams versus... I gotta think somebody, like you said, same age, bro. Because I don't know who's in it. Darren Williams' age, bro.
But Darren Williams is about 40?
Like 38.
38, 40? I have no idea. Who is
still, some people still in the league right now playing like that. In the NFL? In the NFL, in the NBA. So that's what I'm saying. I don't know who's out of the league right now that's his age bracket. Or in his age bracket.
I don't know if he's his age
okay, bracket. You know who I want to see? Stephon Marbury versus Steve Francis.
Why?
That'd be funny to me.
But I feel like, so you're looking at that from the comedy aspect, but I don't think that's going to make a good fight.
What's the name?
I don't think that's a good fight.
Why wouldn't it be? I think it would be a good fight.
I don't see any of them as fighters. I don't see any of them
as I didn't see Darren Williams trained, as a fighter either.
Trained athletes in that way. I don't even feel like... I just personally don't think that that would be a good fight.
When did you see...
And you said versus who, Steve Francis?
Yeah, Steve Francis.
And the last time he see Steve...
That's why I want... I need to see Steve Francis redeem himself. Somebody smack him in the face. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
you know...
I wasn't mighty
if you redeem. Said... If you said... If you said somebody like Steven Jackson... Somebody who feel like you, they feel like they really about that life.
Jackson, I don't. Okay, I gotta put this.
Steven Jackson, Amet Barnes, or what you mean? Who we go to?
Like, who would he fight?
Though? I don't know. I just feel like those are the NBA former NBA players that I feel like would be eligible that I would want to see if or Ron Artest. I want to see if that tough stuff that you were putting on the court, the bully on the court, if it applies to anything else.
So, okay, well, Steven Jackson, because Ron Artest said he not like that. He just was bipolar, so it was different.
I mean, well.
Okay, I got you there. Steven Jackson versus Patrick Willis. There you go.
Patrick Willis.
Yeah.
You think it'd be a good fight?
Oh, yeah, big Patrick Pat.
Patrick Willis got, he's probably about 4 inches shorter, but Pat Willis got about at least 20 pounds on him.
That's a slow dude right there. That's somebody coming. Like, he coming. Like, you ain't about to just bully me.
But do you like that it's a cross sport competition?
Because I don't know who could fight Steven Jackson in the NBA. That's why he was bullying what people. Saying, nobody was bullying his right size
now.
And...
So what I'm asking you right now is, do you like that they are fighting cross sport?
Yes, because it makes sense. Because I don't see nobody in their own sports. Because a lot of people in basketball are small. So you need somebody. If you're not going to be, kind of tall and big, then you at least got to be stocky. Like, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of NFL players are stocky and in shape. A lot of basketball players, once they done basketball, they lose themselves. They lose themselves bad. Well, I see a lot more NBA players who lost themselves than football players.
And it's probably easier for them to get out of shape. But what I like about the cross sport part aspect is we always hear that the NBA, because Kevin Durant came out and tweeted his congratulations to Darren Williams for representing or whatever like that, and I feel like basketball players always get told that they're soft or you couldn't make it in the NFL, you playing not a girl sport, you playing like a softer sport. So the fact that they are squaring up and proving that it's not like that.
What do you mean? They're proving it's not like that.
Like that the NBA players aren't softer than the NFL players.
Stop that. That don't make sense, though. Like, nobody's saying that you're softer. No, we just say you're not.
That's the status quo, that they're softer.
So that's the narrative. Don't say the status quo. It's the narrative.
It's the narrative.
I don't think that's true, though. Who says that?
It's always been said that.
No, you're trying to... I think it's hard.
They say that you can't... They say that NBA players wouldn't make it. It's a saying. I don't know why you acting like this.
I've never heard that before. Because I see a lot of NBA players, like, they should have played...
They should have, and they always said that... There's always question, would you be tough enough to do it? Not that skill is... Would you be tough enough to take on the contact? And they always...
They take a lot of contact now.
Yeah, like, the NBA contact is not...
It's not to say, I'm not saying, but it's more game, so it's more stress on your body. That's why they get paid
That's from a longevity aspect, but I'm saying in physical contact, in the sport, NFL players always look down on the NBA players for not being in a full contact sport. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's always been the saying.
No,
I just thought they were soft because everybody wanted a foul. They'd be soft because they'd be calling fouls or something like that.
No, yeah, it's definitely not like that.
Well, I don't know. I can't really.
But that's why I like the cross sport thing, and I feel like that they should continue to do the cross sports and let NHL players who fight in their sport fight somebody else, because I know that they say that. I mean, that's a topic. That the NHL get the fight and they don't get to fight other athletes and they feel like they bullies and stuff like that. So I would like to see cross sport from everywhere.
You know, from NHL, they're not marketable people.
They are marketable.
Who needs
they definitely? They're just as marketable as the
foreign boxers. They have, in their country, they are big. It can be even bigger. So you're getting a wider audience. These people are celebrities in their country and here.
Okay, can I put this like this? Okay. Because I was watching on YouTube about Alexander Ovechkin.
Yes.
He said he don't get, he rarely gets stopped. Like, he loves it here because he don't get stopped like that.
But that's local. That's like a local fan base. But these people are, like, royalty in their country because they made it. So you're getting a fan base from a whole different country to come to a fight. That's big.
So I feel like it, it's definitely marketable. And I would like to see it. I would like to see even, they say, like, to me, they're not sports, but the hobbies, the paid hobbies, like golf and NASCAR, I would like to see them get a chance to prove that they are athletes and they not soft just because they don't play in contact sports. I would like to see it.
I know you, I'm not saying this wrong, but I don't think they would do it.
Though. I would like to see it. It might be a stretch for golf because of the age, but I would like...
That's not just them.
That's not, we don't know.
But I got to prove I can fight for.
But you, it's not, none of them have to prove that they can fight. They might just enjoy it and wouldn't mind. And I wouldn't mind seeing this be a cross sport competition.
She, like you said, it has to be right though. Like, you just can't keep putting I'm these mismatches, because these mismatches are getting you out of
see
hand.
Them as mismatches.
How you, I knew he was gonna get knocked out
listen,
for the fight.
That's you. That's you. Oh, I didn't think he was going to win, so you can't just go off of what you think.
But I've been right about every fight that they
You may have been. You may have been right. That's fine. But it's still entertaining to the other audience who don't think that you, like you think. Like
I have no idea that Jake Paul was going to win his fight or that Darren Williams was going to push Cuz out the ring and...
Like a Martin episode. I didn't think.
No, time out. Because you keep saying push him. That's not. That's not. No, that he, wasn't the moment. He did push him that part.
And
but
he
what about
when
he, when he was when he was rushing him in?
I mean, he was definitely
like,
tagging
oh,
him.
He was doing all it. Put his hands up like. No, don't hit me.
Look, he was definitely tagging him. But I didn't expect it. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it's still entertaining.
And the fact that these are not professional fighters means that we're going to get more knockouts. And people like to see knockouts. We're going to see more drops and more knockouts from these other people.
And I just think that people don't watch. Okay, how can I put this? Because now you make it. I don't want it to be like the no-name boxers that are already fighting. Because now you're taking money out of their pocket. Because it's like, all right, these are no-name boxers are doing what you're talking about. They're knocking people out. They're doing all the stuff you're doing. But they didn't get no recognition because nobody know who they are. Like, so now you just taking that away from them and just putting in celebrities and letting these celebrities collect this bag. And when it's people out here who need this bag and this is what they really do, you're making a mockery out of
it. Okay, how about this? How about instead of you looking at it like it's making a mockery, I feel like it is bringing attention and fans to the sport. And they could, in the future, have one of these celebrity fights as the undercard. And let one of these, or it could be the main event, but let these unknown boxers that you have perform in the same arena the same day as these other things, and they'll get the publicity.
So like you said, but the card can only be so big. So if I have to put these celebrity people, I'm taking away money out of real boxers. That's what you just...
It's not taking away. I'm bringing money to these young boxers who are no names.
How?
Because people are still coming to that fight. And
No. But I'm just saying, though. But by putting a celebrity...
One celebrity card.
Okay, so that takes away one real boxing match.
Okay, how many real boxing matches are on a card?
It's only four.
Four? Okay, so you get three. And now I'm bringing... You get three professional boxer drinks and one entertainment fight. People are still... You're going to get fans off of the entertainment fighters.
Yeah, but now
I seen you there, and now I'm going to follow you in your career. And then they can also make it so that if these entertainment fighters prove themselves worthy enough to go against a professional undercard fighter, then they can have those matches too.
Okay, and I'm going to put it to you like this, right? Because we've been to boxing matches. By the time the people get into the boxing, because we've seen this, by the time the people get into the boxing match to see the real fight, it's that they only see two fights: the fight before the real main event and the main event. So now you telling me I don't need to see that other stuff. I'm only going to see the last two fights for sure.
No, see, as a real boxing fan, those people sit there and watch the whole event.
Yeah, some but do.
A lot of the people like to just come in like celebrities and watch the last. They want a grand entrance, but those people aren't the boxing core fans. The boxing core fans are the people who stay the whole time.
Okay, but the boxing core fans know who these people that we don't know who are. You know what I'm saying? Because they're core fans, so they know who's on that card and know them, know they work. Whereas the celebrities, where that's why they put undercard, so that by the time the celebrity get, they this dude, who was that dude that fought before mine? I didn't know that was a great fight. You know what I'm saying? So because now it puts, and by the time the people get there, now the people that are unknown and the they see this and be like, dang, who is cuz? That was a great fight before the main event. I didn't even know who he was. Then that's what I'm saying. That's how I normally work. By the time the people all get there, they see this random dude, he start putting on and they be like, dang, cause that's what happened with the undercard. That's what Floyd Mayweather used to do. He used to put all the fighters on his card. And then by the time people came in, they start seeing him and they start seeing Tank and all that. They be like, who is that? Cuz doing that, cause Floyd Mayweather put Tank there on his when he was fighting on all his undercards,
and he's a name today. People know who he is.
Yep, because he kept putting them on there.
So what I'm saying is, the entertainers can now select these unknown boxers or these lesser known boxers and make sure that they're on their card. So I think it can only be beneficial to the sport of boxing.
We would have to see. I think it's a tricky situation.
I'm looking for. I would like for them to. Initially, I didn't want to. I thought it was a gimmick, but I would like for them to keep it going. It's definitely good entertainment.
Yeah, I think it is. I'd say it's great entertainment. It's hilarious to me. But I think it's still watering down Boston, though.
Well, we'll see. We will see about that. But this is a holiday week.
Yes. The holiday spirits.
And this is with the Christmas holiday.
Yeah, Christmas. Couple days away.
What puts you in the Christmas spirit?
I think it's the smells. The songs. Smell of
what? Like pines. You like pine trees and Mariah Carey's?
No, I don't really like Mariah Carey, but I like Christmas songs, though. Christmas carols and stuff like that.
Do you sit there and watch the Christmas movies?
Nope. But what did I say? You know what makes me think of Christmas? It's McDonald's. I don't know. It's kind of weird, though. If I smell McDonald's, I think of Christmas. Maybe because back in the day, McDonald's used to have the Christmas giveaway, which you could get the Disney cup, or you could get the...
From the toys from your
childhood. Yeah, to get the toy.
Still giving out toys, too?
I don't know. I don't even eat fast food like that no more. Like, probably McDonald's. I don't do McDonald's no more. But that whole, like, how did their presentation or rollout? What would you call it? A rollout? Christmas rollout?
Okay.
That was. Yeah, I just always remember that. Like just that was huge to me. Like, and then whatever movie came out around Christmas at that time, they would promote that too. So it'd just be like a lot of stuff be happening. And so, and I would always want the collectibles they give you for Christmas and stuff like that. But I'm always gotta get this, Dad. We gotta. I want that. I want that cup. I want this. That's so cool. Like they used to give like good gifts and stuff.
Do you remember your favorite fast food gift? Like one of the little toys that they gave you? What was the most memorable one?
Is this fast food though? 7-Eleven? When they had The Phantom? Did you ever remember the movie The Phantom?
No.
Alright, well, it was a movie called The Phantom. And 7-Eleven was giving out the Phantom rings. And that was like, I don't know if that's fast food, but that was my favorite freaking thing ever because I love that giveaway. Huh?
So it was one of your favorite giveaways.
Yeah, and then if you got the Phantom Ring, they was giving out scratch offs so that you could win money too. So I think I won like $20 one time and I got the ring. So that was like, I will always remember that. You know what I'm saying?
I think for me, I don't know which chain of fast food it was. I think it's probably Burger King, actually.
What?
Burger King had the watches.
The Halloween watches?
No, the Rugrat watches.
Oh, I remember they had the Halloween ones too, the Jack Christmas.
I don't remember those.
The last, what was they called with the little skeleton dude? The Christmas, whatever it's called?
You're talking about Nightmare on...
Yeah, Nightmare Creek, they had that. They had those watches. I had one of them.
Yeah, but I feel like those watches weren't... I don't know, maybe it was... I don't know which one it was. Y'all would know.
But the Rugrats watches were like,
I remember them though.
They were like little mini G-Shocks. And I think they were durable and they actually worked. And yeah, those were the, those were my favorite joints.
Yeah, I kept getting the same one.
Which one did you get? Because we got the yellow one.
I had kept getting Tommy, if that was Tommy. I kept getting Tommy when I wanted, not Tommy, I kept getting Chucky when I wanted Tommy.
What was, I think I was getting a little, the, what's the young girl, the Chucky's sister?
Chucky don't have no sister?
Mm-hmm. When his father got married. Nah, remember his father got married?
That was later on, man. By the time Watch came out, he was the only kid, bro.
Nah, I thought.
Nah, bro.
I could have sworn. That's her name, Kimmy. I could have sworn they had the Kimmy watches, man.
I don't remember that.
I might have to look this up later.
I think you might have had the one of the Phil and Lil. You might have one of Phil and Lil watches, bro.
Well, it's probably, but.
I don't remember him having the sister till later. Like, when it first came on.
When the Maya song came out, yeah, I remember that, man. Take me there.
Yeah, that was the movie. He didn't have no sister in the movie.
He didn't have a sister in
the movie. Not in that first, Take Me There.
That was when he had the sister.
He had the sister in Who Let the Dogs Out. Was when they went to that was the other, what's that movie, bro?
Well, anyway, the Rugrats watches were my favorite, free giveaway from a fast food. But what was your best Christmas?
No, first of all, what was your favorite Christmas movie?
Favorite Christmas movie?
Yes. Holiday movie. What's your favorite one? Either as a child or as an adult? Because you still had adult movies too.
Holiday.
When Dave Chappelle and what was he in? Elf or something like that?
Dave Chappelle's in the holiday?
I thought he had a Christmas movie.
Nah. I don't know. I don't know nothing about that. But to me, my favorite holiday movie or Christmas movie? Yeah.
It's got to be the Christmas story. To me, it's a Christmas story. When my man put his tongue on the pole, my peoples used to have us watch that every year. You could still watch it. It was a good story.
That was stupid to me.
No, but I like.
I never could get that. Because I was like, why he just ain't do certain things that, you know what I'm saying? Certain things in the movie that just did. Even as a young kid, maybe be like, why'd you do that? Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Why he do this? Like, that was crazy.
It probably made you ask questions, but I feel like that movie was a good movie and it was narrated. It just fit that time period of movies. Ferris Bueller when it's narration and stuff like that. I think it was good.
I would probably have to say Home Alone then.
Home Alone? Which one though? 1, 2, or 3? Does 3 even count? 3, 4?
Yeah, it's 4. The 4th one. You talking about the 4th one when it wasn't
the other
him.
Little boy?
It was the other little boy.
That was decent. But which one would be your favorite?
I say Home Alone 1. That was the best one. Because that was one. That was the best one. New York was cool, but I just didn't think that was realistic. Some little law, this little boy getting away with all this in New York, ain't no way. Ain't no way, bro. Like he had the best room.
So he got left in New York?
No. He missed his flight.
The flight. He got on this leaving wrong New York.
Flight. You know, he got on because they were coming from Chicago.
They lived in Chicago.
They lived in Chicago.
So the first one, he got stuck in Chicago.
Yeah, he got stuck in Chicago.
The second one, you saying he got stuck on the way. He didn't come back with them from New York.
Yeah. On the second one.
How did he get to New York?
Wait.
They must have left him.
What was the... Because there's three. It's four of them all together. It's three. So I got to remember what was the third one then.
I don't remember the third one.
Okay, I remember the fourth one is just the little Kevin. Was his name even Kevin? I don't even know. Oh, but the Home Alone, the one with the New York one was he got on the plane.
And so he flew was, by himself.
No, remember his mother? He was chasing his mother in the
airport.
In the airport, and then the father went to the right. He went to the left.
Oh, he went to the wrong.
Yeah, and he was like, "Yo, that's my father right there in the coat, the brown coat." And the lady just let him on the plane. He was like, "All right, okay. Come on."
So he ended up catching the wrong flight.
Yeah, going to New York instead of going to Florida.
At the Trump Towers. Okay. So yeah, that wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad movie.
The second one, I didn't like the second one. All right, the reason why I didn't like the second one, or whatever the one that was because it didn't make sense. And then when the toy store, like, how the toy store thing went down. Like, ain't nobody... Where the police at?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, like...
But you know what movie? I don't even know the name of it. I gotta look it up though. The movie that played the most in my house for my siblings was, what was the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad?
I know what you're talking about. It was something, man. Something, man. Cause it was, whatever the name of that toy was. What was the name of the toy?
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, there it is.
That movie played in the crib.
I think that was corny, bro.
It may have been. I thought it was a decent movie. It played so much. You know how something played so much, you just, all right, it's cool. It's all right. Mm-hmm. That drink played. Turbo Man. That's his name.
Yeah, Turbo Man.
Turbo Man. That drink played in the crib so much, man. We had to hide the movie, man. Our little siblings watched that drink too much, man. But
that drink was wild, bro.
So that whole movie is about getting toys, and the boy, they going all out for the boy's toy. What was your favorite gift as a child for Christmas?
My favorite gift as a child for Christmas was my Xbox. When I first got the first Xbox.
Xbox 360?
Yeah. No. The first Xbox One. The first Xbox.
Xbox One.
Yeah, the first Xbox. Or it was 360. It was 360, right? It was Xbox 360?
Yeah.
All right, so it was 360, the first one. Because I didn't know if I was going to get it. I've been telling my people, like, I want this, blah, blah, blah. They got me that. And NBA Live, bro. I remember that joint like it was yesterday. It was Christmas morning. I played that game for 2 days straight, bro. Like, non-stop, just playing Xbox. Like, yo, I love that. I was like, dang, bro. Only thing, I think I went outside to play with,
toys?
Yeah, huh?
They always give you other bullshit
toys. It was
Remote control car.
Yeah. But bruh, it had a string on it. It was one of them cheap ones that you get from like CVS and joint. That joint don't go
with the animals and the animal legs move and they make a little noise.
Yeah, like one of them cheap joints, bro. So I was done with that early. Like I can't play with this shit, bro. It ain't going nowhere. Like this joint don't take off. Like I gotta walk with this joint. Like I'm walking this down the street. Mm-hmm. Like you know what I'm saying? So I remember that. And then that was it. It was just a 2K. I think that was the best gift I ever. 2K. Not
2K, but
NBA Live.
Yeah.
And then NBA Live with the Xbox and that Christmas.
Which Live? Which NBA Live was that?
One with Steve Francis.
Steve Francis. That was like 03.
Yeah.
That's when you were playing live? I think I was rocking the...
That was 2000.
2000?
That was 2000. NBA Live 2000 was with Steve Francis.
Steve Francis. So that's when you was playing...
Xbox. I had the PlayStation and all that, but... No, I didn't have a PlayStation. I had a Nintendo 64.
So you're just different all the way around.
Yeah, I had the Nintendo 64. I've always had every Nintendo game system. Mm-hmm. I had that. The Wii, the Cube, the 64, the old Nintendo. I had Sega Genesis,
Game Boy,
too.
You was a Game Boy?
Yeah, I had a Game Boy. I had all Game Boy. Game Boy Color, regular Game Boy. The Game Boy, what's the name? The flat one? LD or SD, whatever it's called. Yeah, the flat one where it was sideways looked like
a PSP.
Yeah, it looked like a PSP. Mm-hmm. I had that one. That was stolen from me. My stepbrother stole that from me. yeah, bro, I had everything. I was a Nintendo head because I loved Super Mario because I used to play Super Smash Brothers like crazy. Like, man, we used to play this like back in the day, like this because you know being out here with these folks. Okay. Yeah, like they different. They like games like that. So. They we was heavy into that, like that Halo, you know what I'm saying? These where you gotta play each other and try to go at each other. Mm-hmm. We was heavy on that, like GoldenEye. Oh man, you didn't want to see me on that, bro.
See, that was probably because I didn't even. That was probably the best game before the 2000s.
What, GoldenEye?
Yeah, as far as like a shooting game. Before Halo came out, I feel like the GoldenEye was. The only game that you should be playing.
Nah, that's false.
Which
Duke
one?
Nukem.
Who?
Duke Nukem. You see, you ain't play a lot of games.
Nah. What system was that on?
64.
Well, I wasn't playing that, so.
What you playing then?
I had the PlayStations.
PlayStation.
Yeah.
What
and
PlayStation? Because that was the PlayStation 1 was.
PlayStation 1?
I had Duke 2, because I had a PlayStation 1. I eventually got one. Like, I've had every system. Like, I done had every system, right, except for the new PlayStation that came out.
Let me say this. So, my favorite gift of all time was also a video game console, the PlayStation 1.
So that was my best gift of all time. So when they dropped that off, them other toys that y'all got out there, don't even worry about it. Somebody hooked this up. Matter of fact, I'm going to hook this up. Y'all play with the other toys you got me. Thank you. I'm going to be out. I'm out. You know, feed me for breakfast, and then I'm off to the races, you know? And the game, to answer your questions, that I was playing, because I wasn't playing none of those games, I was playing Gran Turismo Game Day and NBA Live.
Yeah, I had the Game Day. Once I got my PlayStation, the only games I played on there was Game Day, Madden, and NCAA basketball.
Mm-hmm. You know what? This brings me to like
NCAA football too back in the day.
One of my like fondest memories with my cousins, my older cousin. Mm-hmm. So every summer I would go to my grandmother's house and like do like summer camp. And my older cousin was there and he'd take me out everywhere with him. And we would just go places and just hang out. But we would go to his friend's house, his older friends, and we would play Need for Speed. And that was the first time I played Need for Speed.
See, and that was on 64, though.
And it was on 64. So what you talking about? I never played. See, that was the first time I played it. I would go over there, because I didn't have a 64. Yeah, I had a PlayStation. So I'm running Gran Turismo racing game. When I go over there, I find a Need for Speed. I'm like, this is crazy. I ain't never seen nothing like this. On Gran Turismo, it's just, you just running laps in circles. You just laps.
Man, they see you going through it all the country, the whole country.
In Need for Speed, you got little, somebody chasing you. It's distractions going on. It was like, it was exciting for me to play that. And they were over there. This is where I got it from, because he was over there. They was racing people's $5 a lap. And they could fuck with me, man. I do this all day. Y'all out here fucking with bitches and shit like this. I'm in the crib getting these laps in on Gran Turismo, and that's realistic racing. So you had to take the corners right. So I was on in. So I'm over there trying to get the $5 a lap too. And that's where I got that from, when we finally started playing racing games. And I'm like, bet, nigga, $5 a lap. Ain't none of y'all beating me with this shit, because I got more hours on them racing games than any of y'all combined. Listen,
that's not true, though, because when I first played you in Need for Speed, I beat you.
No, sir.
Yes, I did. No, the sir. First couple times,
no, sir.
I beat you. I didn't. Yes, I did.
It got so bad because ain't nobody. I would do it, and nobody wanted to play it no more.
Nah, bro, that's false.
And we just went to. We end up going to the tennis games, the Top Spin, Halo, or what's the name? Because them laps. $5 a lap, man.
I had beat you on the Need for Speed, bro.
Maybe one lap, man.
Maybe one lap, man. Because that's when the Need for Speed got better. Need for Speed Hot Pursuit came out.
Yes.
Yeah, and then we was on that heavy, bro. Yes. I broke the game because that joint, we was racing so much, I broke the game.
Nobody. Listen, until this day.
It got to one point, they never played after this
point. This game, if anybody wants some racing game smoke, I'm with it. $5 a lap.
Listen, bro. I'm trying to tell you, bro. You ain't nothing. We can get on these speed now. All right, dog.
$5 a lap. And I think it was crazy because, and then we got to, we had, what was the one with Fat Joe on,
what are you talking about, man?
The soundtrack. I think it was Midnight Club. You know, that was hilarious. I think they had Ludacris in them that.
I thought that was Hot Pursuit.
Hot Pursuit? No.
Yeah, Hot Pursuit. Oh, Underground. Talk about Underground. Need for Speed. Underground had the T.I. on there with what you know about it.
So that's when the games became better, because before that, I had to listen to my own music off the boombox while I played the video games.
See, you should have had an Xbox, because the Xbox, you could download the music and play it through the game.
We ain't have all that.
See, you should have been on Xbox.
See, I really play Xbox until y'all. I was always PlayStation. And
I played the PlayStation, but I just thought the graphics on PlayStation were worse.
I wasn't like, really into graphics. Just
see, that's your problem.
Line me up, man.
I wanted it to be realistic as pop. Because I feel like, yo, you can't stay interested if it's not, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you couldn't, young, because you probably couldn't go. You probably couldn't. Most people can't. Y'all probably can't do 200 laps. On a racing game, I sat there.
I was
there.
Doing that in the NASCAR when they first brought out NASCAR. I was running NASCAR like it was nothing. That was my shit because I had the steering wheel, the steering wheel racer.
All my steering wheel joints was cheap. So
nah, my joint cost me $250.
No, we weren't getting that.
Yeah, and it came. It's with too many the shifter,
of us. Huh? It was too many of us for me to get $250. Two $250 gifts. PlayStation's already with 200.
I guess. No, the reason why I got that, because listen, it didn't come the same year. I didn't get that the same year. All right. Hell no. They see me that I was playing racing games so much, they bought the joint for me. That's what I'm saying. It was like one Christmas, I remember this, I was in the fourth grade. I got it when I was in the fourth grade. And so they had bought it for my Sega Genesis. Now, because they was like, yo, you always playing that game? I said, yeah. I'm a racer. I'm going to be a speed racer. That's when I was on my Jeff Gordon heavy. Nobody can see me in my Dale Earnhardt.
All right. So what was your worst gift you ever received?
Worst gift I ever received.
And who gave it to you?
The worst gift I probably say I ever received was, probably just some clothes that I know I ain't never gonna wear.
For me too, it's probably clothes. Like by the time we got to like high school and they start
giving me socks and shit, like what the fuck?
It's not that I was getting clothes because I like the clothes. I always need new socks, but it was the quality of clothes that they were purchasing, trying to make me wish shit that.
Yeah, that wasn't in style.
I used to be sick, man, and they would look at my face and see
the disappointment. Yeah, I got that too. They always say I'm ungrateful. Like they'd be like, "Oh, you ungrateful? You don't care about this stuff."
I can't wear this. Like,
and why not? You couldn't wear.
No, I can't wear this.
I wore everything that was given to me. I didn't wear. I only wore it at certain times. Like if I knew it wasn't that good, I'd wear it at like a holiday event that only family would be at. Cause they knock on, I'm like, yo, you got me the gift, so you can't say nothing.
They would get the sweaters, and then I put them on, and I like the sweater. Want that sweater. I wasn't excited. Put the shit down.
Nah, I was getting scarves, sweaters, coats, gloves. I'd be like, some gloves? You're supposed to get this for me at the beginning of the school year. What you talking about?
It wasn't cold by then.
Why? Cause you
like I said in one of the early episodes, you got to get what you can until I get some more.
Think that's wicked though, bro. Coming. Why don't you prepare?
And I was prepared by the time you got it.
Cause back in the day, it got cold fast.
You, look, they bought it by Thanksgiving. You just ain't get it. You just ain't get it until Christmas,
yeah,
man.
That's crazy. So I'm gonna be sitting here freezing for the next both because you can't.
You ain't gonna get both. I got stretch these gifts out for you. Make it look good underneath this tree.
Oh,
I'm not an unfit mother. So yeah, both of our worst gifts were clothing. What do you all have any like Christmas traditions? Like y'all going out here playing with lights?
No,
what y'all doing?
No, I don't know.
Do y'all have any?
I put lights up though. I don't know. We talked about that earlier. You said you don't put lights up.
We don't do that. So I think the only tradition that we have is like after opening gifts, it's mandatory that you put all your gifts in a pile and take a picture right there. It's frustrating.
Had to do that too.
It's always frustrating. But now I understand as an adult that these insurance claims photos, just in case,
say that you got the gift.
Yeah. So if something happened, you got to report to your insurance. You got evidence that you paid for X, Y, and Z.
That's how your people think.
Yes.
I didn't. My people thought they was sitting to take the picture because they wanted to put the picture up.
It's nice to have that picture so we can reflect on what was purchased and what you had in that moment, but it was mainly for insurance purposes.
Hey, see, I was thinking about it ahead of the game.
Yeah, so
that don't sound like no black people shit. That sounds like
that is black people say, so you gonna stretch this money out? You're not about to waste this money.
But what happened to your gifts though? Somebody was stealing your gifts?
No, I'm saying say like in an apartment, say the apartment flood.
Apartments all around.
But if it flood, you get to write that shit off. You got to tell your insurance.
But that's renter's insurance, though.
Yeah, but you have to show them that you have these things.
Okay.
So you can't just say, yeah, I got $5,000 worth of stuff in here that y'all need to reimburse me for. They're going to ask you for receipts and evidence. So those were the receipts and evidence.
That makes sense.
So those were the worst gifts. That's our only, like, tradition other than, like, breakfast and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But like I said, for holidays, Christmas dinner still start at 8-9 o'clock at night, so it's still.
Christmas dinner did start later though. I'm not going.
Because you had to go. You had to get your rounds in with gifts. You had to go.
No, that's not why I start later. Because We had to wake up. We always this way Christmas go. Kids wake up, open the gifts. Then after that is breakfast time. You know, everybody got to eat the breakfast. We eat breakfast after the gifts, though. You know what I'm saying? So everybody open your gifts now after breakfast. Boom. So now you eat your breakfast. Then he lets you play with your gifts, give you some time. So by like 3 or 4, you done had enough time to play with your gifts, do your thing. You done had breakfast. Now it's time to eat again. So everybody put your clothes on. We about to go. You know what I'm saying? Do our thing. And then by that time, we just go to people's houses and like...
See, nah, like that ain't how we started. We started the day. I'd probably be up first. Then I'm waking everybody else up because you can't do Christmas without everybody.
Yeah, I used to hate that shit. Oh, you so, can't open your gifts to everybody up. And you better not wake them up because that
no,
ain't
sir.
Right.
I'm up. We all up. Nah, I'm ready. So y'all better, you know what I'm saying, get up. Because we're going to get up and then we got to...
So they would make us always eat first.
So my peoples would be down there cooking. You can eat, no, eat first.
I've had that happen where they was cooking before we woke up. That woke me up.
Like, ain't nobody cooking breakfast. Before. Ain't nobody cooking beforehand. We waking. I'm waking the house up. Like everybody get up.
So Tomo, so what do you mean? It wasn't no breakfast yet.
No. So
what,
you
so what
up?
Are you just up because you just went over presents?
No, I'm up so everybody can get started. So the food got to get my peoples. I got to wake my peoples up so they can go down there and cook. Bring the last few gifts downstairs. Then I got to wake my siblings up so they can get their clothes on. Whatever, get washed up so we can go downstairs and get to these gifts so I can get to my PlayStation. Y'all holding me up, man. So everybody get up. So I was always the aggressive person, like, get up, like, I'm ready. So y'all better be ready.
See, in my household, you couldn't do all that. You had everybody to wake up on their own because they said that's not fair. Because it's like, it's not fair.
It's not fair to have me waiting.
Because then they'd be like, because I wake up at like 5 in the morning, you feel me? I was up early, like... I was up before the sun came up. Like, can I open it? Like, what y'all talking about? They were like, nah. And so, we were open gifts till like 9 o'clock, 9, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we probably did that too because breakfast probably 11, 10, 11 for breakfast. And then we had to all get dressed and, like, go to other people's house to collect gifts and then go eat dinner and stuff like that. But I always couldn't wait to get back home to get to the system.
So... Did you ever spend, like, Christmas away from home? Like, you did it with, like, other family?
Yeah, we go to other family houses.
And, like, y'all stayed there all night?
No, we ain't doing that. Because I got to get this in my system. You tripping.
What you talking about? So, y'all ain't never, like, dying. We going to spend Christmas over grandma's house and everybody waiting.
Is my system over there? Oh, you know, we never did nothing like that. We never had it.
Yeah, that's what we did. We did that.
It's too many of us.
It's too many of us. Us. We all did it.
Nah. So, if it's all 5 or 6 plus my cousins, it's too many people.
Maybe. Not
too many people.
We did it. It was tight though. They were sleeping on the floor, but it was a great Christmas. I think my best Christmas is happened when it was just like a lot of us though. Like, it was a lot of people there, a lot of family and stuff like that. It was fun. You could share your gifts and talk about
it. I be wanting those moments with my cousins from that time period, that little age bracket we had. But we everybody be on their own movements.
And then my cousins lived up the street. Like, we all in the same apartment complex. So after I wake up. And then I go outside, and then they just come outside and be like, "Oh, we show each other a gift." Or after I'm done, I run to their house and be like, "What's up? Like, what you get?" Or something like that. And then, or eat some of their food and be like, "All right, but I'm going back home. You want to come back?" Or stuff like that.
Like, all right. So, what you got planned for the holidays? What y'all doing?
I was supposed to have family. I have 4 dinners I have to go to this week. My grandmother is cooking. Not my grandmother, but my aunt is cooking. My aunt is cooking on my father's side, so she's cooking and my uncle cooking. I didn't want to do like a family Christmas thing, but then my cousin, she's cooking too. Like, she just got a place. Like, this is her first place, so she want to do Christmas in her first house. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So she trying to get everybody to come over there, and then My mother and other aunt on my mother's side, they cooking. So, and shit like that. So it's like that.
Well, I don't really plan on. I don't really plan on doing that. You know, the COVID numbers are shooting back up, and
stop it, man.
We ain't really trying to.
We'll get you an at-home test. And just go make sure you're good, and go over there.
I think one of my little cousins got it. So I was like, I'm gonna probably just chill, do the little video call thing, and just chill out and probably cook myself some food. I've been cooking lately.
You been cooking? What you been cooking?
Yeah. I've been making greens.
Oh yeah, you told me about that. You said you was making greens and stuff.
Yeah.
So you actually cooked the greens yourself?
Cooked the greens myself in a pot, yeah.
So you let them soak and all that?
How you cook your greens? First of all, let me ask you how you cook your greens. Then that'll help me, because I just can't see you cooking greens. Like, I feel like you was lying to me.
Yeah, I don't be well in nobody, but I open up the bag, rinse the drinks off, and then dump them in the crock pot, and then put the little vegetable broth inside the pot, and then you season it up, and then let it go. Yeah. And by the time I get back to it, they done. Yeah.
Just wash them at least.
I said rinse them off first. Yeah. So then that's it. Yeah. But one more thing I want to talk about. I know it's not even on the docket, right? Have you ever experienced? How do I put this? So I was having a conversation with somebody, right? Mm-hmm. And they were saying in relationships or when you dealing with people that you know for a minute, mm-hmm. that you should be attentive enough to know their wants, desires, and needs. Mm-hmm. So the example came up, and they were like, "If I express to you that I want to hold your hand every time we get in the car, mm-hmm. that you should, as the person that it was being told to, do it every single time." Are you following me?
Yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with that. If I told you,
so you think that that's
because once I told you and you say you didn't want to do it, you should say
no. I didn't say I didn't want to. Like, I don't say I don't want to do it,
but you should have said that I'm not doing that all the time.
But every single time.
But you should have said that once that was said, you got to lay down your stipulation for it. Because then now they're going to assume that you're supposed to do it every time. So when stuff like that happened to me, I'll be like, all right, I'll do that, but then don't expect that every time. Then they're like, what you mean? Why can't you? Now tell them at that moment so that misunderstanding, misconstruing, and all that. You know I'm not doing that every time. You can do it every time to me. You grab my hand, but I'm not about to think, oh, I got to grab her hand.
All right, this was my point, because it happens with more than it is, but this is an example right now. I'm going to ask you after I explain it if you got other examples that you experienced something similar to this. Mm-hmm. But for me, if I was presented with somebody who wanted to hold my hand every time we got in the car, I feel like I might do it sometimes, I might not. But if you want it, as a person who wants something, I feel like you should make it known every single time that you want it. Say, hey, can you hold my hand? Or not even asking, just reach out and just grab the hand. You can say for yourself what you want every single time. I might forget that that's what you want.
But then I see what the other side comes into this. It feels like, all right, now it makes you seem like, do you care about me? Because you're not thinking about me. Like, if you know that's something I like and it's known something, if somebody you really care about, you're going to make sure they get it every time. I done did that where it'd be like, all right, for instance, I'll give you a great example where that something like that happened to me. Shorty was like, she can't, when we, like, laying in the bed, she can only be on the right side. Like, mm-hmm. she can only be on the right side. Like, she cannot sleep outside the right side. She can't go to sleep if she don't sleep on the right side.
Okay. Sleep on her right side or the right side of a person?
Right side of the bed. Like, whatever bed, it has to be on the right side. Okay. Like, guaranteed, that's her spot, right? Mm-hmm. So one night, I come in, I fall asleep, like, dead, like, I'm dead, like, I'm tired, I don't know what side I'm on, right? Mm-hmm. She wake me up, and this is one of my peppers, anybody know me, if I'm in a good sleep, don't fuck with me, bro. I don't really get that much good sleep, so don't, if you see me in good sleep, don't leave me, let me be, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? But she woke me up and was like, yo, you on my side, move. And I'm like, why can't you just sleep over there like it ain't that big? And then she just made a big deal, like, you know I don't like that, that's not fair. And I was just like, I was upset after that. I rolled over because I didn't want to hear that shit. I just wanted to go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. But when I woke up, I really was like, yo, you really did that bomb shit. Like, mm-hmm. yo, you really woke me up out of my sleep to fuss with me because of the side of a bed. Like, that's weird. That was weird to me, bro. That was weird.
Well, I feel like I would rather Shorty come to me and wake me up out of my sleep and tell me, hey, if she gonna feel some type of way, I'd rather you say it right then and there so I can just roll over whatever like you did versus you hold me accountable and then 5 months down the line you might say, hey, well, every time I come That's in here, weird. You always on the other side and I already told you that I only sleep on the right side of the bed. And my thing is, I feel like for relationships or any type of relationship, communicating what you want every single time you want something is an adult way to handle it. I don't feel like you should make people, you shouldn't hold that to people that they not thinking what you're thinking, exactly what you're thinking. Well, they don't want what you want exactly when you want it. I feel like you're an adult. You can say what you want when you want it. And people always say, well, you should know me. You should know what I like. And that's bullshit. Like,
yeah, I agree with that.
I think that's childish. I think it's childish.
I don't know if it's childish.
Because what are the things that you personally ask a shorty to do for you that you like?
I can't think off the top of it right now. Like, personally, like, what you, like, something like that, like some quirky stuff like that. It could be quirky or it could be like random stuff.
It could be like, let me ask you this. Do you feel like you should, like, shorty, if a shorty know you like neck, right? Do you let her know every time you want some neck, or do you, are you upset with her if she don't give you neck every time that you want neck without you saying something? I feel like it's drastic and it's childish. If you wanted some neck right now and she's not giving it to you and you just thinking about neck and you hold her to it, that, man, every time I want some neck, you don't do it. Well, you don't say it.
Wait. That sounded ridiculous. That's so she's supposed to be a mind reader?
That's what I'm saying.
No. But did I tell her that every time you said, okay, so if you tell Shorty
every morning I like neck.
Oh, so you told her this.
So already. You already tell her every, I like neck in the morning.
You gotta wake me up neck every morning. Okay.
I like neck in the morning. If she don't give you neck in the morning, are you going to hold that to her, hold that against her, say, well, you didn't give me neck in the morning. She didn't tell you no to neck. It just ain't on her thought. Yeah, 5 months down the line.
I hold that against her.
Oh, well, y'all childish, man.
No. Because I think I had something like that happen. Y'all childish, man. Listen, not like that. Like, hold,
well, you could just wake up and ask her. No.
I'm not saying that every time. But out of the times, how many times did I have to tell you to do this?
It don't matter. How many times did you want it done?
If I told you every morning, you know every morning. So no, this should be
y'all, the... y'all childish, man. Y'all childish. Listen, just communicate.
No, listen.
But the morning is long. A car ride is long. Like, it might get done, but it might not get done by the time you feel some type of way about it not being done.
Listen, bro. All right, bro. Once I start my day and gone out the house, the morning is over.
Ain't what, no more by that time, that. But if you left the house without saying what you want and not getting what you want, that's on you as a person.
Okay, so, all right. Let me ask you this, right? Because you a person who hate to repeat themselves, keep talking about something. So if I got to keep asking you for that stuff, I done told you this is what I want, and I got to keep... When does it become enough that I got to keep reminding you? Don't that become an issue then?
No, it doesn't become an issue. When I want... It's you wanting something.
Okay, but then if it's the person knows I want it all
you,
the time,
person know you like it every time.
Stop it, yo. If I tell her and I'm making a big deal out of it, I think it means something.
I don't think you should make it... I don't feel like anybody should make a deal out of something that they did not bring up in the moment.
In the moment? Yeah, I would.
You gotta say.
No, listen. You talking about holding it for years now. No, I'm talking about I'd hold it to where, dang, once the morning over, I'd be like, yo, you know you didn't do that, right?
No, you didn't ask for it. Do you know you didn't ask for it?
I would do that until a certain point. Like, I'm gonna ask, you know, at the beginning, I ask, because you ain't used to it. You know what I'm saying? Until you get to a float, and once you get in the float, you start wilding out.
Hey, I just think there's a lot of people that's out here just childish, because that's a childish way of saying something. You want something, and you won't ask for it because you said it. I already said it. I'm not gonna say it no more. Like, come on. Hey, no.
How many times have you got to repeat yourself?
It's not like you're not repeating yourself. You're asking for what you want.
If I got to keep asking, unless you got fucking memory issues, there's no reason why I got to keep asking every morning, because you waiting for me to act.
So if she don't do this, okay. So
do this every morning. God dang.
If you made it so you let her know, hey, I like neck in the morning, and do you count this against her? Like, she don't really do what I ask her to do.
Are you upset? On how serious the situation is.
It's neck.
No, I said how serious the situation. Like, do I really like her like that?
Yes, this your joint.
Oh, if this my girl? Yeah. That's a big issue.
So you would feel like she don't like or respect you if she's not waking up. And I'm asking you, would you feel like she doesn't like you or respect you because she not waking up giving you mouth every morning.
No, I feel like she don't pay attention to me. That's somebody who don't, my needs are not important to them to wear.
This is my other thing, because if you bring it up to her, you say in the morning, some mornings, give it some mornings, you say, hey, can I get that right quick before we leave, or we about to leave, can I get that right quick? And she say no, that's different. If she's telling you no, I don't want to hold your hand, or if this person telling you no, I don't want to do X, Y, and Z for you, and you stated that this is what you like and you need, that's different from somebody not even thinking of it.
Okay, so what about the people who just because they don't want to say no, they try to avoid it and be like, oh, maybe they forget, and so let me not
but
say
you didn't
nothing.
Ask, so you don't even know.
No. What if I ask right now, they be like, all right, I'm going to do it, and then you act like they about to do it, and then they say no. Oh, something.
All right, so that's separate. That's separate. That's them now not doing what they said they're going to do.
Okay, now, you got to say, now, every time I ask, do you do it? Now, if that's I different. Ask every morning, now, do you do it every time?
That's what all right, but if they do it every time you ask, if you ask in the morning and they still do it for you, is that a problem?
No, if they say,
right, so I need people to grow up. You know,
but
like,
no, but I don't want to keep asking.
This is crazy. No, this is
why I got to keep asking. Like, how long we been together? You tell me you don't know.
It don't matter. Y'all can be together. Y'all can be together for 50 years. You still got to ask. You still got to say what you want.
Yeah. But if that's something that's a part of our life, though, then that's a routine, brother. You can't like, come on, bro. That's something that's a part of our routine. Because
I think it's nice. Okay, so by me asking for it every time, this is how I look at it. If I want something when I want it, and I ask, right? And if I've already said that this is what I like, but I'm asking you every time. Those times that I don't ask you are more. There's more special, I guess. They're looked at for me. In my eyes, I feel like that would be more special that you're just doing it than random times that I don't ask you for it. Not.
Let me put it like this then, right? Say you got a mate.
Okay.
Tell the mate this is how you want your house clean.
The mate is a paid servant, so yeah, that doesn't count. They got to do what you say to do because you're paying them.
Okay, I give you this, right? As a kid, right? Your people's made breakfast for you, right?
No.
Oh shit, that's right. I forgot about you, bro. Oh my God, they didn't. Let me go like this. You had to eat as a kid, right? As a kid, you had to eat. Your peoples had to feed you. Or you had to eat, right? They know you need to eat, right?
Yeah,
they know you need to eat, yeah, right? They know it's a part sometimes. Of your. If you don't eat, nigga, it's a problem.
You don't eat, you go to sleep.
Yeah. See? So, all right, bet. So they know they got to feed you, right? Okay. And they know this is a thing. They know. And then plus, at this point, they know what you don't and dislike, right?
Okay.
Cool. So when your peoples didn't feed you, right? Mm-hmm. What did you do?
You go to sleep. If you don't eat, go to sleep. I mean, if you don't get down to eat, you go to sleep. Drink some water and go to sleep.
So you're supposed to forget it and hopefully tomorrow you get some?
Tomorrow. It's a new day, man. We go to the grocery store tomorrow. Y'all can get what you can. Get what you can eat. We go to the grocery store tomorrow. Ain't no food in the night. So, yes, I just learned you have to.
So maybe that's how you grew up, though. Because I feel like.
You didn't expect anything. You shouldn't expect anything. Every day is a new day, a new energy, new vibe. So you should carry yourself.
I agree with you.
Different every day.
I totally agree. You should never expect nothing.
That's controlling.
I understand that part. But if somebody wants to be in my life, and this is a deal breaker, I think they gotta be.
It's childish for it to ever be a deal breaker for somebody.
How can you tell somebody what's a deal breaker?
I just said it's childish.
Okay, that's wrong.
No, I'm not saying what's a deal breaker or not is childish. I'm saying
the fact that person is childish because they make that a deal breaker.
No, not what they decide is their deal breaker. What is childish to me is when the thing that you spoke of, you don't want to speak up for when you want it. If it's something you want, ask for it.
Listen,
you're an adult. Ask for what you want.
But you're talking. Some people don't like keep asking. Like you said, you're a type of person you don't like to ask for stuff, right?
Yeah.
It make you feel some type of way if you got to ask for something. Okay. So why wouldn't that make? Why can't you think that person be like that?
Because you want it.
Type way that
when you want it,
bro. This been months you've been wanting and you ain't asked for.
And I ain't wanted that bad.
Thank you. Just
it's been plenty of times. It's been plenty. No, it's not. It's been plenty of times when I wanted things, and if I didn't ask for what, you don't expect anything. You just don't expect to get it. It'd be nice if you did, but if you close mouth, don't get fed. Totally a closed mouth, don't get neck. A closed mouth, don't get what they want. And so, I think it's childish. And yeah. I feel like this this issue that people have, this is an issue that people have in a relationship that cause people their relationships, because the person expects their expectations to be met without having to communicate like an adult.
I'm saying.
But that's just something off what we were talking about, but I just wanted to get that out there because that's been in my thoughts and conversations lately.
I think you just have issues with people in general who don't, who feel like that, who expect things from people.
And
like,
you should never expect nothing from nobody.
I understand that, but sometimes people are, they trust. Like, you may not trust folks, but some people actually do trust people, yo. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you get let down. Trust
people, so it's like, all right, but if I trust you, then I expect. Then they start to expect.
See, that's when
things.
You're wrong.
So that means you're telling people that they shouldn't trust you. That's all
no,
you're saying to them.
Not that you shouldn't trust you, is you have to be an adult and communicate. That's all.
Okay, but they trusting you to believe that. You
I would... believe. I want to do it. It's just, I got other shit I'm worried about. If I'm driving
once
a whip.
Again, that goes back to the fact that you ain't worried about
me.
Them.
No, I'm worried about getting us there safely. Let go of my motherfucking hand, yeah. I'm trying to get to our destination.
See, you don't feel like that is a real issue.
It's not a real issue. I just feel like you should ask for it. And every time I've wanted to hold a shorty hand in a whip, I don't ask, hey, can you get your hand? I want to hold hands.
Just grab it, right?
Just grab the hand. And I'm saying the other person can just ask for what they want. You can't just grab my motherfucking neck and make her give you mouth, but you got to ask for what you want, yeah? And that's A. Don't nobody owe y'all nothing, man. You gotta go get it.
That's wrong, bro. I'm not saying that you owe nobody or you gotta, like, but if I'm dealing with you and we've been together for a certain amount of time and mm-hmm. you already, like I'm saying, won't you get annoyed after they keep asking you, right?
This is the other thing, right? Okay, here we go. So if somebody know you don't like to go somewhere, if you don't like a particular atmosphere, do you expect them to continue to ask you to go? Or would you just accept them not asking you anymore? So if you turned them down 5 times, would you like to be continued to be invited? Or would you accept not being invited?
I would accept not being invited. If I don't want to be there, why would I care?
Hey, you just ain't want to be there that time.
Nah, I don't work like that.
And what for me? You got to ask me every single time. Ask me every time. Because sometimes I'll be even different. For me. Okay. I be in different energy. I'm like, I might not want to do that shit for a month. And then you know what? Something like, man, let me be nice. Let me show up and shorty. Let me do X, Y, Z.
Why ain't been a strip club now? Because one cuz been asking you to go.
That's a little different, Dad.
That's what I'm saying.
Strip club's been closed. It's COVID. Money ain't the true. Best. Strip clubs have been closed. Yeah, COVID. Money ain't the best. Now, I'm giving my answers. You ask me. Strip club's been closed. COVID. Money ain't the best. And I ain't really been... into giving my bread to my nigga hoes, so I don't really. I was like, I got other shit I want to do,
see,
man.
There
the
you
money.
Go. Look at it like that, bro. You just think of it's possible. There's more other shit you rather be doing. That's it. That's all it is, bro.
But ask me every time because that six
every time, bro.
Hey,
brother,
yeah,
asked you for like 2 years now.
Okay, and I've been before with him. It's just I ain't been recently. I might go year 3. Just right now, I ain't. Hey, it
so
ain't
why
it.
Why would I keep asking you for 2 years? You done told me no. So
because
why would
year
I keep
3 might be something different. Don't count me out, man. Don't count me out. That's unfair. That's unfair.
So now you have it. Now, see, now the so, issue is you. You the issue here.
I do have an issue. I have an issue with people
now,
counting
why
me out.
Not just ask, so why not just ask that person when they get to that, you know what I'm saying, to that point. Be like, yo. Well, not to that point. Why don't you, when you ready to do it, you just ask them. You talk to them and tell them.
Most likely, I'm not going to be ready to do it, but I might be ready to go with you. It's just, I just don't feel like going today. Ask me again when the circumstances, my energy is better, and I'm feeling more positive, and I got good vibes to do that. Nah, do it. I just, hey, ask me every single time. Don't answer for me because I told you an answer 5 times in a row. That 6th time might be something different. Like, people give up too easy. You know? Don't give up.
Stop.
Never give up, yeah.
It's not about giving. Like, yo, that's like chasing a female, right? Let's look at it like chasing a female. At what point do you stop looking thirsty trying to get this person? Like, you know
when
what I'm saying?
You stop when you want to stop.
So then you look like, so then now you got them, now she telling her friend, oh, he thirsty, he on my line all the time.
You can say what, I mean, people can say what they want to say. I don't really care what people say.
So
I
don't you really, them, bro. You don't care.
I don't
bro.
Care.
I
don't
care
what people,
about how
I'm
I
saying,
look down these streets.
I don't care what people say. Like,
but how you, that's how you looking though. You really, you actually, you asking this person. person all the time, this person keep rejecting you, you're going to look like a lame. Why you keep asking somebody, keep telling you no?
We're going to get into that another time, but that's that Meek Mill energy that you talking about, what people think of you. I don't care what people think.
No, it's not about thinking about you. It's about
what's what lame think. And what's not. Like, what I think is lame is all that matters. What I think is lame, what I don't think is lame. I don't care what they think is lame or what somebody else think is lame. What I think is lame.
That goes back to you being controlling, because now they tell you that they feel lame having to keep asking you, but you saying, nah, you shouldn't feel lame because it shouldn't feel matter. Lame.
It ain't that serious. I don't think you lame for asking me, so keep asking.
It don't matter about you feeling. That's how they feel. Stop doing that, bro. It's not about you. You keep making it about you, bro. Listen. What about this other person? Like, this other person feels some way.
Hang in there. Tomorrow's a new day, man. Yeah, just like, pray on it, man.
Always be saying me. Like, it's all about, like, bro, you're not the center of the universe, bro. You can't keep saying how you feel, man. Like, everybody should feel like this. That
it's the right way. It's the best way to go about things. It's the most productive way to go about things.
To what? To have your viewpoint?
No. Yes. Kind of. Yes. What I'm saying right now is probably most productive way.
How?
Because you can't control nobody. Nobody's and then it is kind of control. You're trying to control the situation. So if I don't do this for you, then there's consequences.
But that's life, though.
But it don't have to be. You just flow with it.
No,
yeah?
No. Regardless, even if you say the consequence is no, I asked the consequence no. So no mean, all right, the consequence, now he not going to come.
That's today.
Stop saying today, bro. Like, we not promised tomorrow, so I can't.
Well, ask me tomorrow, because we ain't going to be promised the next day either. Okay, so don't miss out on opportunity to fuck with me.
Okay, so listen, bro. That's like, all right, bro. So say this person passed, God forbid, the person passed, bro. Okay. Now they done, I got to live with that.
But
yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Don't do that, bro.
Unfortunately, we don't speak that Ricky Bobby stuff around here. So, to me, just keep asking me. I'm gonna get there. Just keep on asking.
Wow, bro, you wild, persistent,
man. Consistency wins. Everything in life. Everybody say consistency is the key to life. Be consistent.
It's not,
be consistent. Bro. Don't quit.
That, bro.
Never give up.
It's not that serious, though. Like you said, it's not that serious. If you don't want to go, I don't care. At this
so
point,
I'm saying
I
prefer people don't to trip. Don't trip. If I don't want to do it today, don't trip. Ask me next time. Man.
And then when they stop asking, you be feeling some.
Don't trip. Now you tripping. Now you tripping. Now I gotta go. Now you force me. Now you force me to go because you tripping. Yeah.
See,
so now the vibes ain't gonna be good. So now the vibes ain't be good. So I gotta go.
You tripping now? You tripping? Because they said, "Nah, I was tired of asking you." Bro. Oh, what you mean?
You already know. Now I gotta go. Now, since I gotta go, we all gonna feel like gotta go. We gonna get this gotta go energy together, you know?
That's wicked, man.
Hey, it is what
that's
it is,
wicked,
man.
Bro,
so I just want people to be adults and ask for what you want when you want it. And close mouths, don't get fed.
Are you a Leo? I know you're not, but it feel like it, bro. Well, you be acting like the king of the jungle, bro.
Can't shit.
They can't call you king, cause what? That dog.
Well, that's pretty much all I had. You had something else to add to that?
No, not to that.
That's been the episode. This is D-Mantle. I'm DB.
It's your boy Carter.
See y'all on the next one.
Uh-huh.